Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello and welcome to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Today's a very special episode. Once again, we're going to be talking about CrossFit and the community and culture behind the latest fitness craze out there. So let me tell you first to make sure you're following us on Twitter at Business Radio X. Today, we're using the hashtag Atlanta Business Radio. You can also follow me personally on Twitter at Ryan Redhawk, and all tweets and comments are welcome there. And also like our Facebook page. Interact there, leave your comments and thoughts, and see the photos of our in-studio guests. And now it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio two fabulous guests here today. First, let's introduce Alex Browning from CrossFit Johns Creek. How are you doing, Alex?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you so much for braving the rainy weather here on this Friday morning to join us in studio. But you're going to be talking about CrossFit Johns Creek and a little more about yourself and how you got involved in CrossFit overall.
Yeah, definitely. A little bit of background about myself CrossFit-wise. So I started in 2009. I was actually running at the time, living in Washington, D.C. That was my primary mode of fitness. Mm-hmm. I was looking for something else, looking for a way to make myself a little bit more strong, a little bit more well-rounded. Someone said, you should try this crazy thing called CrossFit. So I went over to a box, signed up for an intro class at a one-month foundations course, January 2009. Been doing it ever since. I got my L1 certificate in 2010, my level 2 in 2011. Mm-hmm. So I've been pretty much full-time coach since 2010. I ran an affiliate for a few years in downtown Washington, D.C. Spent a little time coaching in Denver, and now I'm back in Georgia coaching at CrossFit Johns Creek in Alpharetta.
Wow. Since that first exposure to CrossFit, you've really immersed yourself into it. So we look forward to hearing more about that and why you're so passionate about it. Well, let's also introduce Dr. Kaylin Wells from the XFit Doc. How are you doing, Dr. Wells?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on a topic I'm so passionate about.
Yes, I know. I know. And we want to talk about the XFit Doc today. That's a business that you founded and now run. Tell our listeners about that, please.
Yes, the XFit Doc is part of my avatar, so to speak. CrossFit is a hobby that I was fortunate to find in my 30s. I was a former gymnast my whole life, and I also pole vaulted in college. And CrossFit has helped me stay fit through my 30s, and it's part of my avatar into helping reach people learn more about how to stay fit and active and also prevent injuries.
Yeah, injury prevention is certainly key to any sport or fitness thing you take on, but also very key in the CrossFit world. So lots of education, lots of services, lots of tools you have there at the XFit Doc to help athletes and new athletes stay injury-free.
That's correct. If you go to thexfit.com, you can sign up for my 21-day sugar detox. I have 5-minute workout series on there, as also a 5-minute survival guide as well. Mm. So a great avenue as to learning more about how to stay fit and prevent injuries. And Alex here is my coach, and he's a wealth of knowledge in helping explain movement faults and patterns and helping people stay injury-free through learning how to move properly.
So what are some of Dr. Wells's movement faults and patterns that she has from a coach's perspective, Alex?
Luckily, she moves pretty well. Good. She's clearly been trained on how to move her body through space. Mm-hmm. She knows how to control what she has, which is great. It's always nice to see somebody that has a foundation to work with. We're often asking people to do things in CrossFit that they've never done before, put their body in positions that they rarely experience, if have ever experienced. So a little bit of base work is always great to mm-hmm. see. We can coach it. We can train it. It takes a little bit extra time, but when you have somebody that kind of comes from an athletic background, the learning curve seems to be a little bit faster.
Right, right. That is true. So let's talk about that. A new athlete, someone has just been exposed to CrossFit. They're coming into the box to do some workouts. They've got a lot on their plate to learn. But from a coach's perspective, what are some of those basic fundamental movements they need to master before they can just become an experienced athlete?
When you're stepping into a CrossFit program, anywhere it is, every gym's going to have their own kind of philosophy. They're going to set out exactly what they want to learn, what they want to get out of you. But the few fundamental things that you got to understand, you got to understand how to use your body. You got to understand the limits of your body, mm-hmm. And then work within the realm of what you have. All right. Be very honest with yourself as to where your fitness level is. Operate inside that, then keep going forward. Trust the coaches that you have to lead you in the right direction. Right. You have to have mobility. You have to have a little bit of strength control. then you have to have a base of strength. Once you get those things going, you can start progressing into things that are a little bit more technical.
That was very well put. And but oftentimes you may be sitting there working out next to an athlete who's moving more efficiently, lifting more weights, and you just feel that you need to do that quickly. You need to get to that level quickly. But it's more important to get the fundamentals down and master them before taking it further.
Sure. If you crack open the CrossFit Level 1 manual, you're going to see a word that we use a lot called virtuosity. And it means being uncommonly good at the common. So you need to take the very simple things in CrossFit. It's the 9 functional movements of CrossFit. And you need to be good at all of those things. You need to be good at them with your own body weight, with a PVC pipe, with the lightest weight possible. So when we add a load, or we ask you to do it for time, or we ask you to do it with the clock running with somebody who's a little bit better next to you, you can execute it properly. You can execute it safely. And you can execute it, probably most importantly for the program, at high intensity, because that's how you get the results we're looking for.
It sounds like self-awareness is really a huge component here, that you can't imagine yourself lifting more weight than you are physically able to.
Being honest with yourself, being honest with your coach, and listening to them is going to be extremely helpful. Mm-hmm. If you go in there thinking, I see this weight, I can lift this weight, I can do this, and never stop to ask yourself or get some input from somebody of not, can I do it, but should I do it?
Right.
I can go pull X amount of pounds off the ground. Does it look good? I need someone to tell me that.
That's
if it doesn't look good, then I need to go back until it does look good. And if that goes all the way back down to a 45-pound bar, a piece of PVC pipe, that's where you start.
So be it. And so another component there that comes to mind is being coachable.
Sure.
You've got to be able to take instruction constructively and then adapt it and actually implement it. Otherwise, you're not going to advance in your skill set or whatever you're trying to accomplish.
No matter who you are, you have to understand that the people in front of you are trying to coach you to be better. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to coach you to look a certain way. They're not trying to coach you to be more like them. They're not trying to coach you because they think they're trying to look good. They're trying to coach you because they want you to move better and they want you to progress as an athlete.
Yeah.
Once you can accept that for whoever's talking to you and open your mind a little bit, those people progress so much faster in the CrossFit program than people that come in saying, you know what, I used to deadlift a lot and now I'm pretty good at it and I'm still going to be okay.
Yeah, right.
They don't move like somebody that says, you know what, maybe I'm not getting my hips into as much as I should. Maybe I'm not keeping my back as tight as I can. Maybe I am falling a little bit forward on my toes every time I pull it off the bar. But unless you listen to someone openly on those criticisms, you're going to do them for the rest of your life.
That's an excellent point. Once again, and certainly all those coaches just want you to be the best you, not be someone else or try to be like an elite athlete, but be the best you can be. So that's great from your perspective as a coach. What about you from there, from the XFIT perspective?
And I think if I could add to that, there's a lot of buzz and blame going into a lack of mobility, and we need to go out there and buy the latest gear to help us move better. And I think that that's actually acting more like a crutch, and that falls into line with the work that I do in my own office is, you know, I help patients heal from within out, and it's through their own body awareness. It's not the next gear that they need to buy, or it's not due to a lack of mobility. So part of also too, I'm a level one cert as well, but I love in CrossFit, the concept of the hopper theory, and it's really truly a test of fitness, as in being able to perform life at any moment in time with a series of skills. So my background with being a gymnast, being a pole vaulter, being able to do all of the different things at any point given in time helps us really truly live life the way that we were designed to live and at our highest potential.
Yeah, and do those functional movements that involve everyday life that are just the basis of CrossFit for sure. It's funny you mentioned the gear there because there's so much involved with CrossFit and people think I need this or I need that. I'll just be a better athlete if I get this or that. We call it the Bowflex 9000 syndrome, right? So if I just get the 9000, I'll be better than I was with the 8000. Then the 10,000 comes in. I got to get the 10,000. So, but from your perspective, some gear does prevent injury, right? And some of these services you provide at the XFIT doc prevent injury. Can you tell about those, that type of gear that's so important?
Yeah, I'm a big advocate of recovery floss. It helps really reduce inflammation, and it also helps with chronic conditions. So when we're lifting and we're doing some of those bar movements, we're doing repetitive skills, and oftentimes that chronic repetitive injury does develop. So pre and post workout, I love the recovery floss. I love the lacrosse ball as well. But I also think that too much can actually hinder you as well. So we need to know exactly how to be using that equipment and when to be using it correctly. I think, you know, if we ask Alex here, I don't think he's a huge component of a lot of the gear himself that I think if I were to ask Alex, what do you think about some of the CrossFit gear out there?
It really comes down to one big thought with the gear. Are you treating a problem or are you treating a symptom, right? There is a lot of people that will go grab something because they say, oh, my wrist hurts. Mm-hmm. Okay, why does your wrist hurt? Well, it hurts. Or when does your wrist hurt? My wrist hurts every time I do the front rack. Well, how's your front rack? It's okay. All right, well, could it be better? Maybe if it's better, you won't have wrist problems. Mm-hmm. All right. My knees hurt every time I squat.
Do you need knee sleeves?
Maybe I should just get some 7mm knee sleeves, $45 each. They look great.
Yes.
Maybe we can take a look at your squat and see what's going on. Maybe we can see where your weight is. Maybe we can see if you're properly driving your knees out. You're sitting into your hip. There's a laundry list of things that you can check out to make sure that you're properly doing the movement without just saying, let's buy some knee sleeves.
Right.
So checking through to make sure that you're actually addressing an issue, a bigger issue, instead of just throwing something like a Band-Aid over the problem is really important. And often you see people just kind of go for the knee sleeves.
right. Or the lifting shoes.
Yeah. And then it's kind of just, you can roll that into general medical profession with the people don't want to go to a doctor until it's a problem, right? Mm-hmm. So they'll deal with something, they'll ignore it. It's not that bad. Then all of a sudden they say, hey, I couldn't get out of bed yesterday because my lower back hurt.
Right. Well, I'd like to get your perspective. What are the must-haves for your gear from a doctor's injury prevention? You know, we got a whole, you know, section now that we can go online and buy stuff. But, you know, what do we need? What do we must have besides the X-Floss and the lacrosse ball? Pretty minimalistic, I would think.
It is. I like to keep it to a minimum because the body truly does heal from within out. And it's not about chasing those symptoms or chasing the next pain in your body. Making sure that we are having our nerve system functioning properly is to allow our body to heal and restore and regain health is key. So limiting the equipment, I would go hand in hand and agree with Alex on that one.
Very good. And for those listeners who may have just joined us, we're talking with Dr. Kaylin Wells. She's the XFit doc. And we're also talking with CrossFit Johns Creek coach, level 2 certified, Alex Browning. We're talking about the CrossFit fitness and what's going on out there. We got a big thing coming up in the community, CrossFit community coming up. The CrossFit Open is about to begin. Registration just started, I think, just yesterday. So I know both of y'all are signing up, but let's get y'all's professional opinion on what you would advise either a new athlete, first time competing in the CrossFit Open this year.
Alex, I'll let you touch on that.
Sure. The Open is the season for CrossFit. If you are casual CrossFit all the way up to the games, your season started yesterday. I know the first workout won't be until I think February 24th, mm-hmm. but now you're kind of rolling into your prep for the Open. And what is the Open? Whether you're, again, that casual CrossFitter or whether you're going to the games or winning the games, it's still just 5 workouts to test your fitness. Mm-hmm. It's to test to see if you have been maintaining all the different modalities of fitness. If you've been practicing your gymnastics, have you been working on your strength? Have you been covering your bases with your mobility? All of those things. Do you have the big motor that we're looking for in CrossFit? And you're going to get to the Open. Maybe it's your first time. Maybe you started CrossFit 6 months ago. Go into it with an open mind. Do your best, whether it's the scaled or the actual RX division, and see where you stack. Mm-hmm. Next year, when you come back, you do the workouts again, you see where you stack up again. But it really is the only thermometer to test what your ability is across the country. So it's a great representation of how you're doing.
Yeah, test your strength, your conditioning, and how you've been keeping up with that all year long.
And I would also touch on the fact that it's really important through these next 5 weeks to get as much rest as you can. Our body cannot heal without the proper rest and recovery. So very important to have proper rest, proper diet, eating clean, staying hydrated, and just making sure that you're not overdoing in these next 5 weeks so that you can truly be mentally prepared to be able to perform at your highest level.
And there also seems to be a certain level of stress that comes along with some casual CrossFitters during this time period, whether it be to do their best or the announcement of the workout, and each week goes by. But that, I think, only adds to the buzz and the community element of it all. And how does it look for the members over there at CrossFit Johns Creek during that 5 weeks?
People get excited about it. You know, these are workouts that they come from the top, right? So that there's something that people have put in a lot of time and investment into making sure that they're a quality workout, right? They are going to test you. That doesn't necessarily mean every workout's going to ask you to do a 205-pound snatch,
yeah,
or it's going to ask you to do 80 muscle-ups for time. But it does mean that it's going to test you across the board. There's not going to be one stone left unturned for any athlete out there, whether you're the strong guy, the little gymnastics gal, whatever it is. So at CrossFit Johns Creek, people are looking forward to seeing where they're at, seeing where their holes are. So really over the next year, they can put some dirt in those holes.
Okay. And what about from you? Do you see an influx in your services during this time? Because so many more people are participating or perhaps stretching their fitness levels as opposed to just a regular time during the year?
I really do. And part of the XFit doc coming to life is I was seeing a lot of patients in St. Mary's, Georgia, and a lot of them were CrossFitters. And that's really how I found CrossFit. I actually went to the Central Florida Games and I won a competition down there. And it was really amazing just to be able to see all of these CrossFitters start to seek me out and want to learn more about how to make sure that they can perform at their highest level with the work that I do.
Do you have dreams of going to regionals this year?
Oh, no. This is more a hobby for me. And
but you're such a good athlete. I'm sure that you're going to be competing at a high level and you may just make it. You never know.
You know, I enjoy doing competitions. I'm not at that level. And I think that the competitions just help gear you towards the next goal to have. And, you know, you don't have to be a high level CrossFit athlete to be able to participate in some of those competitions.
No. So whether you're a new athlete or you are a games dreamer or you're RX or scaled, it doesn't matter. You can get involved. And I know at CrossFit Passion every Saturday during that 5-week period is just a big party all day long. People coming out, cheering on each other. You don't see that at some of these other Globo gyms out there, you know. So that part for me really resonates and I love to see it. So I'm excited for sure. So, but let's talk a little more also about the XFit doc and this time coming up in 2016. I know you got some workshops that are coming about, maybe some online places where people can find more information and stay connected with you there.
You can always check out the xfitdoc.com. Also follow me on Instagram as well as Facebook and just kind of stay in touch with me because I have a lot of different things coming out, different survival guides, different workouts and different nutrition ideas that you can continue to use throughout workouts. And also to, you know, bulletproof coffee, that just the different types of nutrition buzzes out there that people are joining that I can teach you about. Right. So
survival guide, you're going to provide me a survival guide. What's in that?
The survival guide is an opportunity. A lot of times people are traveling and they can't necessarily do a CrossFit workout. So these are workouts designed to be able to do while you're on the road.
I see. I was thinking more of like, you know, Survivor and the island and everything and, you know, needing a flashlight and fishing string just to survive out there. So, but good. You can get all that information. You can get involved with the workshops or the services that the XFit doc offers. We would like to kind of turn the conversation here a little bit more now to CrossFit and how it plays into your personal life or your business life as well. I know for me personally, the more I CrossFit, the better I am at my job here as a talk show host. I don't know how it works that way, but I just feel better after I've done my CrossFit workout or when it's coming up later today like that. So for you personally, Alex, how do you balance that work life, CrossFit, you know, personal life, all that into one for yourself?
It's been a lot of years, and I've done a lot of stuff in addition to just CrossFit, even though at one point it was a full-time job of mine. It's always kind of been a side thing. So there is always that balance here. And what you often find with people is they got to define their goals, and you got to figure out what you want. For me, it's something that I put a lot of time into, and I spend a lot of time coaching. That could be personal time, and I spend a lot of time being an athlete. Mm-hmm. So you really just have to decide what's the right fit for you. At what level do you want to be an athlete? At what level do I want to be a coach? At what level do I want to invest in the business that I spend during the day? So balancing those three out so they can continue forward is really what's important to me, because if I can't sustainably do it, then it's not going to happen anyway. That's your classic case of somebody that kind of the New Year's resolutioner. They come back and they want to go to 7 classes a day. They want to eat paleo every minute of every day. They get 2 weeks into January and they stop because it's not sustainable. So you have to be able to find a balance between your regular life, your work life, your personal life, and then the successes that you want in the gym. And if you're not honest about what your goals are, you're never going to get anywhere.
That's true. And back to what Dr. Wells said a minute ago about making sure that you're able to, you know, incorporate into your life, but you don't want to, and rest is so important to that, but you don't want to overtrain. So from a coach's perspective, when you see that guy who's coming in or gal who's coming in 5, 6, 7 days a week, how do you approach them and what do you say to them to say, hey, you know, slow down, you know, we're not trying to, you know, get you, you know.
Sure. It's a good up and down with people. When people get started, 3 days a week is generally a rule of thumb that I see a lot of places. I've been at a lot of gyms and that's generally kind of seems to be the rule of thumb for everybody. 3 days a week. And really what that means isn't do 3 days a week until we tell you you're a better athlete. It's just start to see how you feel. This is a new program. You're doing things to your body that you haven't done before. And everyone's going to react a little bit differently. Some people go 3 days that first week. They wake up on Sunday like, man, I feel like a champ.
Yeah.
I'm going 4 days next week.
Right.
Great. I love it.
So go. So listen to your body.
But what we'd usually see, not necessarily with everybody, but on your other end, the person that signs up, maybe they're already a good athletic base. Maybe they've been doing their own stuff. So they do have a little bit of conditioning, but they want to come 7 days a week.
Yeah.
And they want to come before work on Tuesday and they want to do only lifting afternoon on Tuesday. And you're kind of looking at that person. And really all I see is somebody that's not going to be able to sustain what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to falter somewhere else. What are you doing instead of training? Or what are you here training? What is faltering? Are you not eating enough? You're not sleeping
enough. Not recovering enough.
You're not recovering enough. And that's mental and physical. Are you taking enough time away from the gym so you don't start to hate going in every
day? Right. And I've experienced a little CrossFit burnout through the years.
You see a lot of people do it after the open. A lot of people say, man, I just want to go run or I want to go do this. I'm going to hike. I'm going to go do whatever I want to do. They get slightly burned out on doing the same stuff over and over again. Listen, CrossFit is constantly varied. Things are always changing. The workouts are always changing. But when you're getting into that competitive realm and you're really pushing yourself, you are doing a lot of the same stuff all the time.
Yes.
And if you don't break that pattern, your mind just starts to fry out.
Right.
Whether you're the games person or you're the first month in kind of person, you have to give yourself a little bit of a break. And I know from a coach's perspective that if you give yourself a lot of little breaks every other day, a couple days a week, even just taking the night off to do whatever, have a couple beers, whatever you want to do, you are more likely to continue in the program for the long run. You are going to fail out after 3 months because you got too fried. You're going to put your membership on hold. We're never going to see you again. But if you can balance the time, allow your body to rest to the point at which you can see real results. That's the guy I see for 18 months. That's the guy that 2 years from now,
still be CrossFitting,
or the girl that made it to regionals. Matt, that's who we see.
I think you're spot on with your assessment there. I totally agree with everything. CrossFit used to be in the beginning, like my only thing. Now it's only a component of all the things that I do. And I need it to enrich my life, but I can't just let it be out my all, you know? So I do hiking, I do biking, I go on adventure trips and things like this. I just enjoy having CrossFit prepare me for all the other things that I want to do in life.
If you are a casual CrossFitter, what are you working for? Mm-hmm. I always get that, or maybe not said exactly like that, but your own fitness is your own reward, all right? No matter how old you are, what kind of person you are, what level of athleticism you are, the ability to go in and perform, maintain your body, maintain your health, your reward is being able to go hiking. Mm-hmm. Your reward is being able to play with your kid. We see a lot of people that come in and say, you know what, I just can't keep up with my kids anymore. I've just been out of shape. Play with your kids. Lift some weights, have some fun, get some high fives, go home and play with your kids. I love it.
Yeah. That's right. That's a great way to start. And that's one component of it. Nutrition is a component of it. As Dr. Wells has said, the recovery is such a huge component of that, and enriching your life overall. And that's where the XFit doctor really can help people dial in what's best for them.
Correct. The best recovery really is rest. It's not the next protein shake. It's not the fish oil that you're taking. When you rest, your body recovers and heals. And I know for me, in a business standpoint, as being a business owner and balancing the tasks of CrossFit, is it helps me really build and sustain stamina and energy. When I work out, it actually fires the brain. Mm-hmm. So if I'm sitting on the couch and I'm not working out, my brain is not firing. So you asked me, you know, are you going to go to the regionals? No, but my goal is to be the best CrossFitter that I can be so that I can be the best person with my patients and to be able to be there for them when they need me.
That's good, honest testimony. And you heard it here, ladies and gentlemen, on Atlanta Business Radio from Dr. Kaylin Wells herself, the X-Fit doc. And you mentioned you are a business owner, part of that work-life balance, and CrossFit's a component of that. But what keeps you motivated on a day-to-day basis?
Currently, I'm actually in process of writing a book, and the book is an empowerment book. Right now, I'm reading Rousey, Ronda Rousey.
Yes.
I do a lot of speaking engagements in the community, and it just helps me just continue this journey of giving that message out to this community that there is hope when you have the right tools to do so, and you have the right area in Alpharetta mm-hmm. to go to see me for the help. It just inspires me to have that message of healing for people.
Writing books and reading books keeps you motivated and inspired. You know, doing things and helping others keeps you motivated and inspired. What about you, Alex? What motivates you on a day-to-day basis to continue, your message and your mission as a CrossFit coach?
As a CrossFit coach, and I am not afraid to tell this to my athletes all the time, their growth is my reward. Seeing them improve is what gets me going. Mm-hmm. It's what keeps me coming back every day. Part of the great things about working in CrossFit is you're working with motivated people. Taking the time, the energy, even just the courage to go to a CrossFit gym, it's intimidating.
Yep.
Especially if you're not a athlete or you're not so sure about your own athleticism. Taking the time to go in there shows me that you're ready to do some work. The more they work, the more they improve, the more inspired I am to keep going. Every day that they come in and they get to look at that board and just be so happy about what they've done, that's what keeps me going.
That's good stuff there for sure. And I know a lot of CrossFitters out there are motivated by coaches like yourself, communities like CrossFit Johns Creek, and so that's why they keep coming back for sure. Where do you go, Dr. Wells, to stay updated on what's the latest and greatest in CrossFit technology, perhaps? Or where do you go for resources to find this information?
You know, I love the Box magazine. They really are really resourceful. They have a lot of the new things and trends going on. I do want to share a little bit back to what we were just talking about. One of my patients, actually my coach, he was featured in the Box magazine for mitral valve replacement. Oh, yeah. He went through that surgery, but he was in tip-top shape. But I want to touch on that he's a fighter. He fought through that and he's still CrossFitting to this day. So even though you might be battling through some of the problems that you are, you might be undergoing a new surgery that's taking place, that you can still be at the fittest level possible and you can still overcome some of those challenges in life.
That's what I say always. The best is yet to come for sure. And CrossFit is a way to prepare you for whatever life throws at you, training yourself for the unknown and the unknowable. And that certainly is part of life for sure. So in the last few minutes here, Alex, please tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you, CrossFit Johns Creek, or anything coming up there at the Box that folks may want to get involved with.
CrossFit Johns Creek, we are in Alpharetta. If you just go to the website for CrossFit Johns Creek, pop up, come check us out. If you're already at an affiliate, just drop in. If you're in the area, if you want to check out intro, you want to come see a class, all of our contact information is on the website. Mm-hmm. You can get in touch with us. We do our intro sessions on availability. So you just let us know when you can come by and we will find someone to take
care of. Is there an on-ramp class that folks have to go through? Or
we do not do on-ramp. We do a evaluation when people come in terms of their fitness level and then kind of guide them in the right direction for what they want to do. Okay. We have certain classes that are set up for beginners, though they're not closed to beginners only. If you're somebody that moved and you've been doing CrossFit for 2 years, we don't ask you to go to a beginner's class. We just want to see you work out.
I see.
And then we can plug you in where you're ready to go.
Right. So good, honest assessment from the coaches at Johns Creek can get you involved in the class that you need to be involved with to take you to your next fitness level or continue on your fitness journey. So make sure you go visit them. Thank you so much, Alex, for joining us here in the studio today. If we can help you further your mission there at Johns Creek, CrossFit Johns Creek, please let us know. We'd love to do so here
on
Atlanta Business Radio. And Dr. Wells, tell our listeners how they can find out more information about you and the X-Fit Doc.
Can just go ahead and check out the xfitdoc.com and I'll help you guide through the open, giving you some tips for the open to get through a successful open 2016.
That's right. The open is just around the corner. So if you're not signed up already, please get signed up now. And if you haven't checked out the xfitdoc on the internet, Instagram, social media, all over the place. You are missing out. So please go check her out for sure. And thank you, Dr. Wells, for joining us today. Look forward to hearing great things from you in 2016.
Thank you for having me.
All right. So listeners, if your company is out there doing something interesting to genuinely serve your market, your community, and your profession, reach out to us directly on the website at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor. And on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will see you on the radio.